This Sunday's reading from Genesis tells us that when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly numerous. This is my covenant. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations." There was no relationship between God and Abram until God spoke. There was no relationship, but it's God's initiative, God's intrusive word that creates the conditions for a relationship. First, God speaks a word of promise, a great family, a family through which all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, and Abraham will be their father. Abraham responds, expressing misgivings because he's so old and he's childless. How in the world can this promise be fulfilled in one who is so old? The Lord responds to his misgivings with a specific promise and reassurance about his descendants and their role in the history of the world. The Lord doesn't tell Abraham how this will happen, what the biological processes are going to be. The Lord simply paints Abraham a reassuring picture of a future with a family as numerous as the stars in the heavens. And Abraham responds. He responds in belief, in righteous faith. There is a pattern in this story, a pattern that's repeated in a lot of similar stories throughout Scripture. God calls, promises to use our lives for His purposes. The one hearing the call expresses fear or anxiety. Then there is divine reassurance, followed by faithful response to the promise of God. It was that way with Moses, wasn't he? Hiding out in the land of Midian after he had killed an Egyptian out of righteous indignation at the mistreatment of his fellow Jews. Moses was out keeping the sheep when a voice came from a burning bush, the voice of God telling him that God had heard the cries of his people and was going to deliver the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And Moses became the messenger. There was another Bible story about a young woman, poor, unmarried, living in a little town called Nazareth, who was visited by an angel who said to her, "God has heard the cry of his people. I've been sent to give you good news that you are going to have a child who will redeem God's people." Mary wonders how this can possibly be, but despite all of her misgivings, hears and believes God's promise. "I don't know what all this means, and I don't know where all this is going, but here I am, willing to be part of God's purposes." Belief in the story of Abraham is not a momentary phenomenon. Belief in the story of Moses, Mary, are not momentary phenomenons. They're not just a simple act at one point in time. It's a long-term trust, a committed, continuous response to the promises of God. Out of real doubt and deep questions, Abraham ventured forth with God, as did Moses later, and still later, Mary. Gathering up doubts and stumbling on behind God into a future on the basis of nothing but the promise. That is what we Christians mean when we say faith.